Have you ever been at a point, Adam, where you were scared out of your wits or other people who were with you?
We have been to all but one of the places that we've been to. I always like to joke about it. We've dealt with Casper the Friendly Ghost type. I mean, we haven't been to any places where, you know, the walls have bled or anything really drastic. We've been to one place, and I'm not going to give the exact location. It was an old school where one of our group members got pushed down to the ground by something.
You mean you could actually see the person being pushed down?
Oh, yeah. I was walking right along with her when it happened.
Wow.
And within 3 seconds of her being pushed down, I took a picture down the hallway, and we were able to brighten it up in the shadows because we were walking along, I think, in all the total darkness, if I remember. And we looked, and there was nothing on the rug that would have made her trip. She was legitimately pushed. But within 3 seconds, I took that picture, and we were able to brighten it up, you know, in the shadows and everything. And we saw two people, a male apparition and a female apparition, and they were holding hands. So, of course, the big joke, you know, was, you know, the boyfriend and girlfriend were running through the halls, you know, holding hands.
Yeah.
We just happened to get in the way. But for the most part, knock on wood, we've gotten real lucky so far, and nobody's run screaming for the hills yet.
Adam, how'd you get interested in all of this?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Kansas called Sedan, and the house we lived in was haunted. We had an attic ghost, and I had the misfortune of having a bedroom right next to the bathroom where the attic door was. And I would hear that attic door opening almost every night. You hear this, hear that unmistakable clicking, that thing opening and closing. You hear the footsteps across the creaking floor coming out of the bathroom and into my bedroom, I should say. And I'd be there cowering under the sheets. You know, I'd just be scared out of my mind. I mean, I was like 7, 8 years old around that age. And it's went on for several years.
What a horrible thing for a little boy to have to go through, isn't it?
It's horrible. It's traumatic. I mean, you know, it could scar you for life, or, you know, it could just lead you on to 30 years later.
Or you become a ghost investigator when you get older.
I just dodged a lot. This is my therapy right here. I can't. But I did grow up in a house where we had an attic ghost, and I think it was about my junior high year I finally went into the attic with my flashlight. Sat down, turned the flashlight off, and I said, hey, look, you know, I'm sick and tired of being afraid of whoever you are. You know, knock it off and leave me alone. It's just like being a bully, you know, being bullied. And, you know, you're confronting them. And for the most part, that pretty much set things at ease. And I really was never really scared of it. And over the years, I've lived in other haunted places. When I was living in Winfield about 10 years ago, I had my first run-in with an apparition out at this cemetery in Winfield called Union Graham Cemetery.
What happened?
Well, I was riding my bicycle. I used to ride my bike at night around Winfield in the summer. And I was riding by on the street passing the cemetery, and I saw an unusual glow moving out among the headstones. It was an apparition. And I just parked my bike along the side of the road and watched it move until it finally disappeared. Well, didn't think anything more about it until I was woken up at like 3 a.m. the next morning by a shadowy figure standing by the side of my bed. You know, it scared me pretty good. I mean, put the light on, and of course that shadow was gone. And needless to say, I never rode my bike by the cemetery again. But
I don't blame you.
But several years later, when I first got the idea that I was going to get a team together, go ghost hunting, Union Graham Cemetery was the first cemetery the first location, for that matter, that we all went out and did our first ghost hunt together in.
Adam, are you convinced that there's something on the other side?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've seen way too much evidence, had too many experiences to deny that there's possibility of that existence at all. I mean, there's too many things there that we've seen.
You've gone on some and many investigations. Tell me about the latest that you've been at.
Well, my last few book signings, ironically enough, have turned into either they've turned into a ghost hunt right after the book signing, or in the case of I did a the Cherokee Strip Museum, you know, in Arkansas City, and that book signing immediately turned into an impromptu ghost hunt inside the museum itself.
So you're there, you're signing books, and then all of a sudden, bang, right?
Yeah, the curator was telling me all about the museum, and this tells you how my mind works. I already have my EMF detector and my digital camera in my pocket, in my jacket
pocket. You're ready to go.
So we got whoever's there inside the museum for the book signing. They're there already. So we're all in a little cluster of people walking through the museum. I've got my EMF detector, my camera, and I've got a whole huddle of people just following me around the museum. And while we were there, I got a picture. There's got a couple of carriages that were used in the Oklahoma land rush. And I took a picture of one of the carriages, and you can see the apparition of a leg sticking out from the side of the carriage.
Jeez.
It just blew my mind.
That is weird.
We had there's a one-room schoolhouse that's also on the property there outside the museum, and we went over to that, and we're getting these unusual EMF readings all moving around the schoolhouse. So I'm following this around until we finally lost it. And we turn to, as we're leaving the schoolhouse to walk back to the parking lot, I turn around to take one more picture of the schoolhouse. And inside, or right on the outside of the building, on the south side of the building, on one of the windows, the curtains parted for about 2 seconds. I mean, somebody was just peeking at us as we're leaving, and I was like, oh, this is good.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that experience definitely calls for an encore. And just this last Saturday night, another book signing, I did a event or just a...
You're being followed, Adam, by ghosts.
Well, some people say I just have this... I'm lucky.
you would call this luck?
We've had a lot of luck with the old St. John's College campus in Winfield. It was a college I was running from 1893 till 1986.
Old school,
Oh, yeah. And all the old buildings were abandoned by the college closed. But the city of Winfield went in and they tried to develop them. And they've got one building left that they're still trying to develop, and they're going to put them into apartments. And that's the one where we've actually been into, and we've got pictures of about six different apparitions throughout the building. It's the oldest building on the old campus. Well, I thought I was going to be really cute, and I was going to go over to the west side of that building before my book signing, and I was going to knock at the door and see what would happen. Well, I immediately, about 2 seconds after I did the shave and a haircut two bits routine, I got a spike on the EMF detector.